swing, don't swing. Doorbell don't ring. Now it's just wood on concrete, and numbers on a mailbox all used to be street. I guess you were right, I should have left when you did. The house you made a home is now just a house again. Kitchen used to be a dance hall with music on and the lights off, but now it's just four empty walls.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Jubilation in both Israel and Gaza. That's the sound in Khan Yunis in Gaza as Israel and Hamas agree to a pause in their two-year war. Hamas agreeing to release the remaining hostages in exchange for Palestinian prisoners held in Israeli detention. That is phase one of the peace proposal put forth by President Trump. Los Angeles officials announcing the arrest of a man in connection with starting the Palisades fire. California Governor Gavin Newsom.
This suspect is ultimately held accountable. That at least, I think, calms the fear and anxiety that some people felt around what and who was responsible and how this actually occurred.
President Trump's deployment of troops to Illinois at the center of a court hearing today over Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker's request to block them from coming. Federal government shutdown grinding into day nine. No public negotiations underway. This is ABC News. Former FBI Director James Comey pleading not guilty to lying before Congress. His lawyers say they will quickly file motions to end the case before it begins on the grounds of selective and vindictive prosecution. First, Dolly Parton's sister, now she herself, trying to clarify things after the recent postponement of her Las Vegas residency and her sister's social media post asking fans to pray for her.
Country music legend Dolly Parton setting the record straight after her sister, in a post on social media, asked for prayer, saying the singer has not been in the best health lately. Parton, in her own video post on Instagram, says she's been working hard on commercials for the Grand Ole Opry.
I know lately, everybody thinks that I am sicker than I am. Do I look sick to you?
Concerns over her health swirling after Parton announced she would delay her upcoming residency performances due to some health issues. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. Morning show host Joel Karnick spoke with Scott Schultz, executive director of the Flambeau River YMCA, about a new program they're hoping to launch in November.
We're going to be opening up a child watch department for drop-in care. So if you're a parent with a small child, 6 weeks old through 7 years, if you want to be able to get in your workout or take a group exercise class, but you've got your infant there that can't obviously go into the group exercise class, we're going to have that child watch department available for families as that program. It's it's a non-licensed program. Family can use that for up to 3 hours a day for any number of days of the week. It's $3 an hour or $30 a week. So if you're somebody that comes and uses it every single day, that weekly purchase will be a lot better. And if you're somebody that only uses it sporadically for an hour or two or here, then that the hourly option is a lot better. We wanted to, when we made this this program, we're going to be opening it up in November. We don't have an exact date yet. It'll be around the hiring for it, but we're looking at November for that, and it's built around our group exercise schedule. So right around 8 a.m. until 11, and then 4 till 7 p.m. For the daily drop-in care. If you understand where the Y is, the room will be that third classroom all the way down the hallway right next to the group exercise studio. So if you take a class, it's drop-off, and you can go straight to class without having to worry or be too far.
Saturday, October 11th, it's the Park Falls Fire Department's Free to the Public Fire Prevention Open House. This is going to be a free luncheon featuring educational activities for all ages and a meet and greet with the Park Falls Police Department and the Park Falls Ambulance Services. This will be taking place from 10 to 2 over at the Park Falls Fire Station at 400 4th Avenue South, right here in Park Falls. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, October 11th from 10 to 2 over at the Park Falls Fire Station for the Park Falls Fire Department's Fire Prevention Open House. Wisconsin households no longer have to pay sales tax on their electricity and natural gas bills. This began on October 1st, and Melissa Kay has more.
The elimination of the 5% sales tax on residential utility bills is projected to save Wisconsin households more than $178 million over the next 2 years. No action is needed from residents to qualify for this change. Sales tax is being automatically removed from all household energy bills due to this bipartisan exemption included in the 2025-27 state budget.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Martholar Chevrolet of Minocqua is now Minocqua Chevrolet, 100% locally owned and proud to serve the Northwoods. With reliable service and hometown values, Minocqua Chevrolet stands out. They offer a full synthetic oil change for an everyday low price of just $49.95. And there's always a great selection of new 2025 Chevrolet models on the lot. Treating customers the way they want to be treated. It's a great place to do business. Visit Minocqua Chevrolet at Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Dorothy Edith Ortiz, age 95, of Park Falls, formerly of Chicago, died on Thursday, October 2nd, at the Vita Care Living in Ladysmith. She is survived by her two children, Diane Jersley of Park Falls, and Mike Ortiz of Winter. Further survived by 5 grandchildren, by 8 great-grandchildren, and by other relatives and friends. Memorial service to be held at Peace Lutheran Church in Park Falls on Saturday, October 25th, 11 a.m. Reverend Samuel Morshing will officiate. Visitation held at the church on Saturday, October 25th from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Dorothy Edith Ortiz, age 95, of Park Falls. Brian Glenn Whitey Heinlein, age 59, of Glidden, passed away on October 4th as a result of an automobile accident. He is survived by his mother, Imogene Heinlein of Glidden, by his sister-in-law, by his niece, and by his nephew. A celebration of life will be held at a later date. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Brian Glenn Whitey Heinlein, age 59, of Glidden. Kenneth Kenny Emil Swenson, 48, of Catawba, passed away on Tuesday, October 7th, at his residence. He is survived by his father, Larry, by brother, Tate, by his sister, Amy Damraw, and by Adele Hallstrand. Further survived by his nieces and by his nephews, and also survived by his cousins and friends. Memorial gathering will take place for Kenneth Saturday, October 11th, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Home Chapel, with a time of sharing at 1 p.m. followed by the reception. This has been the funeral notice for Kenneth Kenny Emil Swenson, 48, of Catawba. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook. We do have one more funeral notice that we want to pass along this morning. Shirley A. Schaefer, age 84, of Rib Lake and of Lombard, Illinois, passed away on Tuesday, October 7th, at her home under the care of her family and Hope Hospice and Palliative Care. She is survived by her husband of over 65 years, Joseph Schaefer, by her son, Joseph Schaefer Jr., further survived by her grandchildren and her great-grandchildren. Also survived by her sister, Vicki Cowan, by her brother-in-law, and by her sister-in-law, and by numerous nieces and nephews. Memorial service for Shirley Schaefer will be held Saturday, October 11th at St. Francis of Assisi Catholic Church in Fifield at 11 a.m. Father Sajay Pazukathara will officiate. The family will receive friends for visitation from 10 a.m. until the time of the service Saturday at 11 a.m. This has been the funeral notice for Shirley A. Schaefer, age 84, of Rib Lake.
Game 4, Cubs and Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, there will be a Game 4 tonight in Chicago. The Brewers losing to the Cubs last night, 4-3. Chicago scoring all of their runs in the first inning, keeping their playoff hopes alive. On the brink of elimination, Cubs manager Craig Counsell.
It's fun and stressful in the same sentence and the same light, and I think you feel both emotions a lot.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Both teams come out firing. You know, that's what it's about. They know us. We know them. There's a lot of emotion in the game, and it says something for both teams. Really.
NBA, the Bucks host the Pistons in preseason basketball tonight. Doc Rivers asked about that ESPN report that the Bucks discussed trading Giannis to the Knicks.
It was a conversation where a team called, and John has been saying no now for 11 years. I don't know why this is a news story, you know, but I guess it is.
That's Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Northwoods weather. It is going to be a little breezy today, mostly sunny with a high of 65 this afternoon. The wind will be south at around 15 to 25 here through the day. We may catch a sprinkle early this evening, then gradual clearing, our low down to 50 tomorrow. Mostly sunny with a high of 64. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30. 98Q
Country. I love it when I see new couples, man. New couples, they just get married and they have just have it figured out. You know, they have all the answers. They have this whole marriage thing. Oh, it's so easy. They're always bragging about their relationship, you know. Hear them talking, it's so amazing. Our marriage is so amazing. What's so great about it? It's so spiritual. It's like we're joined at the soul. The soul. Like, what do you mean? It's like we finish each other's sentences all the time. We finish each other's sentences. I'm like, big deal. I don't care how long you've been married. You always finish each other's sentences. I've been married for 15 years. I'm like, hey, honey, can you make your own sandwich?
That is weird, because that's just what I was going to do. was going to see if you want to.
Joel Karnick in the morning.
They're different. They make you laugh and they just keep going because I have such a long ride in the morning. So they just make me laugh from beginning to end. It's different.
98 Q Country.
Had an eye for things that glitter, but I was far from being made of gold. I don't know how, but I scraped up the money. I just never could quite tell you no. Just like when you were leaving Amarillo, take that new job in Tennessee. I quit mine so we could be together. I can't forget the way you looked at me. Just to see you smile, I'd do anything that you wanted me to. When all is said and done, I never count the cost. It's worth all that's lost. Just to see you smile. When you said time was all you really needed, I walked away and let you have your space. Old leaving didn't hurt me near as badly as the tears I saw rolling down your face. And yesterday I knew just what you wanted when you came walking up to me with him. So I told you that I was happy for you, and given the chance I'd lie again. Just to see you smile, I'd do anything that you wanted me to. When all is said and done, I never count the cost. It's worth all that's lost. Just to see you smile.
Just to see you smile.
I'd do anything that you wanted me to. Said and done, I never count the cost. It's worth all that's lost just to see you smile.
Same my Sarah, broken halos, folding wings that used to fly. asking Jesus why. We're not meant to know the answers. They belong to the by and by.
Country.
In a 4x4 by you. Well, I'ma take the high road. Maybe get stoned. Have a little too much of something terrible.
She said,
excuse me. You look like you love me.
Always on at 98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media app.
Slow dancing with a beach blonde tramp, and she's probably getting thirsty. Right now, he's probably buying her some fruity little drink, cause she can't shoot whiskey. Right now, he's probably up behind her with a pool stick, showing her how to shoot a combo. And he don't know. Some white trash version of Shania karaoke. Right now, she's probably saying I'm drunk, and he's thinking that he's gonna get lucky. Right now, he's probably dabbing on $3 worth of that bathroom polo. Oh, and he don't know that I dug my key into the side of this pretty little souped up four-wheel drive.
Time of day before.
neighbor's still shooting all next year's deer. Boys still lose, less they're playing at home. But I got better since you got gone. I'm still a few too many on a Friday night. Still try to step in when it ain't my fight. I'm still me, don't get me wrong. I got better since you got gone. Swear it was like, I'll be damned. I finally back to being who I am. When we were over, it was overnight. Light came on, it all felt bright. When it all went wrong, you turned me loose. Wasn't no telling who I turned into. But it turns out me and you together's why it took so long. Cause I got better since you got gone. Mama was the devil, now we're talking again. My friends you hated ain't said one word. Besides, you got better since you lost her. Swear it was like, I'll be damned. I'm finally back to being who I am. When we were over, it was overnight. Light came on, it all felt bright. When it all went wrong, you turned me loose. I turn into, but it turns out me and you together's why it took so long. Cause I got better since you got gone. Oh baby, since you got gone. And I ain't saying you're the sleep that I lost, but I never slept this good before. I ain't saying you're the weight on my back, I'm just saying that it ain't there no more. It's overnight, light came on, it all felt bright. When it all went wrong, you turned me loose. Wasn't no telling who I turned into. But it turns out me and you together's why it took so long. Cause I got better since you got gone. Yeah, baby, since you got gone.
Morgan Wallen, I Got Better, 98Q Country. 7:28, it is a Thursday. We are at 10-9 of 25 on this ninth day of October. And we drop down to about 32, 33 here in the city, 28, 29. For you swamp dwellers, we've got some temperatures right around 60, it looks like, for the foreseeable future, for the next week or so. So some cool mornings and some decent middays. We're coming to you from the Aspirus Health Studios this morning. Better begins with human kindness, Aspirus Health, passion for excellence, compassion for people. Well, the Cubs sure like to score runs in the first inning, don't they? Not much after that, but they got four in the first yesterday. That was enough. Brewers had a couple of chances here and there, just a couple of balls that if they would have snuck through or fell here or there, the Brewers might be bragging about a sweep, but it didn't happen. The Cubs get the win. And we'll try it again tonight. We'll try it again tonight at the friendly confines, they call it, of Wrigley Field, which is just an encouraging word. Is it? I've never been to Wrigley Field, but I guess is it friendly for visiting fans at Wrigley Field? I don't know. Shoot us a text through that Civic Media app and tell me, have you been to Wrigley Field? And were people there friendly? Because there's some stadiums, like when you go to Philadelphia to watch the Eagles, like if the Packers play at Philadelphia, it's probably not going to be fun. It's not the friendly confines. They give you a lot of grief. But they call it the friendly confines of Wrigley Field, so I'm assuming that it's friendly, that it's friendly rivalry. I'm doubting that as I say it. 808 First pitch tonight, 7:30, will be our pregame right here, Brewers and the Cubs. Should that series go to the fifth game, it would be Saturday. Have they set a time for that yet? Oh, yeah, 3:30. 3:38 would be the first pitch on Saturday. Yeah, right smack dab in the middle of your, I know, some of you, I said it, and then some of you are like, oh, no. Oh, no, how am I going to watch or listen to it? I got fill in the blank. Birthday party, whatever you've obligated yourself for. Well, it's time to start making wiggle plans, all right? You can wiggle your way toward a radio. Get one of those little transistor radios. Everybody's got one of those in the junk drawer, just those little radios, you know, that you can slip in your pocket, and then you put the earphone in here. 3:38 will be first pitch if it goes to Game 5 on Saturday, which I'm going to step out. I'm going to climb up. I don't go out on the limb very often here in the 98Q Morning Show. I usually keep it pretty straight-laced, but I'm stepping out on the limb. Brewers take care of business tonight. All right, they take care of business. The Brewers are favored in this game tonight. I don't see who the projected starters are yet listed for this tonight on the ESPN website. I'm sure there probably are. But the Brewers are a slight favorite. It means nothing in baseball. It really doesn't. If you're wagering on baseball, you really shouldn't, because it's just a crapshoot every single game. So 8:08 first pitch, 7:30 pregame. Get a nap in today. We'll have it for you right here. Brewer baseball. Packers back at it after a bye week on Sunday. It could be a gray ruin my perfect trivia question yesterday. I was going to throw the perfect trivia question at him and ask him who's the only other person to ever have beaten the same team twice in a regular football season in the NFL with different teams. And he busted me before I even got to the trivia question. I told him, I have a trivia question for you, and he said, it's not the Jack Kemp one, is it? And I'm just like, oh, come on, really? Jack Kemp, back in 1962, went on to be a politician. I think he ran for president one year, I believe. He was the last one to do it. Joe Flacco, who was a member of the Browns a couple of weeks ago when the Browns beat the Packers, now Cincinnati picked him up, and not, it's not clear whether he's going to start or not on Sunday. If you're a Packer fan, you're hoping he doesn't. Jake Browning's been really bad for Cincinnati. The last thing you need is Flacco stepping back in there. I mean, he's not great, but the Bengals definitely have a better chance to win with Joe Flacco than Jake Browning right now. That's a 3:25 kick on Sunday. We'll have it for you right here. That's a CBS game, by the way. So you can get it with the Rabbit Ears if you got some big Rabbit Ears. Packers have a home game here this Sunday, and then they travel to Arizona, travel to Pittsburgh. Oh, that's the Sunday night game, Packers versus Aaron Rodgers. Sunday, October the 26th. That's going to be cool. The schedule for the next four games is not bad for the Packers. I mean, they should get three of these. They better. Carolina, Arizona, Cincinnati, you better get three, because then you got Philadelphia coming in, and then you got the Vikings, and then you got Detroit. And the Bears are better. Broncos are pretty good. Baltimore, well, by the end of the season, Lamar might be back. That's going to be a different Baltimore team. Playing Baltimore right now is what you want to do if you're an NFL team, and not later in the season. So the Packers, you got to get your wins against teams that you probably should beat. They've already let one slip away against Cleveland. Well, maybe two. The Dallas one too, yeah. Yeah. So now you got to get one back here. That may be against a good team. We got Packers for you. Sunday, 1 o'clock will be the pregame. We know we will not have a Brewer game on Sunday. That is for sure, because the Brewers play tonight. If they play again, it'd be Saturday, and then the National League Championship Series would start on Monday, right back in Milwaukee. Get on down to Phillips Cafe. Maybe a Friday fish fry tomorrow night. Always a great value every single day. Just a good old burger and fry. Great value, great food at the Phillips Cafe, a Northwoods dining tradition, right on Highway 13 in Phillips. Let's get you updated on what's happening. 7:35, twice an hour, news and sports begins right now.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Jubilation in both Israel and Gaza. That's the sound in Khan Yunis in Gaza as Israel and Hamas agree to a pause in their two-year war. Hamas agreeing to release the remaining hostages in exchange for Palestinian prisoners held in Israeli detention. That is phase one of the peace proposal put forth by President Trump. Los Angeles officials announcing the arrest of a man in connection with starting the Palisades fire. California Governor Gavin Newsom.
This suspect is ultimately held accountable. That at least, I think, calms the fear and anxiety that some people felt around what and who was responsible and how this actually occurred.
President Trump's deployment of troops to Illinois at the center of a court hearing today over Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker's request to block them from coming. Federal government shutdown grinding into day nine. No public negotiations underway. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. New for this winter, the Minocqua Farmers Market is pleased to announce the Minocqua Winter Farmers Market. This is going to be an indoor, smaller market featuring local food products direct from a variety of the Minocqua Farmers Market summer vendors, along with local makers and special event vendors around the holidays. This will be taking place Sundays from 10 to 3, from November 9th until April 12th. You can find it in the Minocqua Area Visitors Bureau, just set up in the community room, and there will be parking and an entrance available in the back of the building. Once again, the Minocqua Farmers Market is pleased to announce the Minocqua Winter Farmers Market. This will be happening Sundays from 10 to 3, beginning November 9th and running until April 12th. Wednesday, November 12th, there's an Internet Crimes Against Children and Sextortion presentation over at the Phillips High School Performing Arts Center. This presentation is suitable for all ages and will include information regarding the Oneida County Sheriff's Office Children vs. Online Predators, the current dilemma of sextortion, and Q&A time. This will be taking place from 1:05 p.m. to 2:05 p.m. at the Phillips High School, from 2:15 p.m. to 3:15 p.m. for the Phillips Middle School, and parents will have an opportunity from 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Once again, this is taking place Wednesday, November 12th, over at 990 Flamboyant Avenue in Phillips. The cranberry harvest is well underway across Wisconsin, and we've led the nation in cranberry production for the past 30 years. Melissa Kay reports.
This year, cranberry growers in the state are projected to produce 5.3 million barrels, which is less than the 2024 harvest of 6 million barrels. Grant Hawley is the executive director of the Wisconsin Cranberry Growers Association. He says cranberry research has changed focus a bit over the past year and a half.
Our researchers, seeing the handwriting on the wall and seeing how temperatures, the climate, not the weather, the climate is ticking its way up, they started to move those research pieces over to heat tolerances.
With the shortened season, growers are looking at an average year of production. This year was likely on the border of what the fruit can tolerate in terms of heat and humidity for prolonged periods. Holly said if this is the average climate we can expect going forward, cranberry growers will probably be okay.
If that degree keeps ticking a little bit higher and we keep getting warmer and more humidity, then we need to start to worry.
And what Holly said would cause the worry are bugs and pests cranberry crops haven't had to worry about before.
Are the cranberries going to be fine? They are. They grew up here. They're made for Wisconsin. They're not going to go extinct.
But Holly said these changes to the cranberry climate could cause a drop-off in plant production. Researchers are working to mitigate that as much as possible. But even with these challenges, Holly said Wisconsin isn't likely to lose the cranberry crown anytime soon.
We are producing about 67% of the nation's cranberries, a little over half of the world's cranberries. Are things going to get a little bit leaner? Yeah, they are. But we're not going to lose that title. Wisconsin's still going to be the home of the cranberry.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Martholler Chevrolet of Minocqua is now Minocqua Chevrolet, 100% locally owned and proud to serve the Northwoods. With reliable service and hometown values, Minocqua Chevrolet stands out. They offer a full synthetic oil change for an everyday low price of just $49.95. And there's always a great selection of new 2025 Chevrolet models on the lot. Treating customers the way they want to be treated. It's a great place to do business. Visit Minocqua Chevrolet at Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com.
Game 4, Cubs and Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, there will be a Game 4 tonight in Chicago. The Brewers losing to the Cubs last night, 4-3. Chicago scoring all of their runs in the first inning, keeping their playoff hopes alive. On the brink of elimination, Cubs manager Craig Counsell.
It's fun and stressful in the same sentence and the same light, and I think you feel both emotions a lot.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Both teams come out firing. You know, that's what it's about. They know us. We know them. There's a lot of emotion in the game, and it says something for both teams. Really.
NBA, the Bucks host the Pistons in preseason basketball tonight. Doc Rivers asked about that ESPN report that the Bucks discussed trading Giannis to the Knicks.
It was a conversation where a team called, and John has been saying no now for 11 years. I don't know why this is a news story, you know, but I guess it is.
That's Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's a dose of reality. Driving under the influence of prescription painkillers is just as illegal and just as deadly as driving drunk. In fact, there are nearly 2,000 drug-related crashes every year in Wisconsin. Help prevent drug-to-driving and let's achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roadways. Driving on pills kills. A shared message from the Wisconsin Departments of Health Services, Transportation, and Justice.
All right, it is 7:41, and every Thursday morning we chat a little bit about what's going on at the Shawamigan School District. Administrator Cal Cronin, nice stuff to join us. Cal, good morning.
Good morning, Joel.
Beautiful weather out there. Nice, cool morning.
It is. It is fall sports weather.
Yes.
All the best things you'd want for to run cross country or play football.
Yep.
The only thing we're missing is the really terrible, like, rainy, cold weather yeah. that makes you want to be inside a gym for volleyball.
Yeah. Yeah, the volleyball is like, can we go outside? Can we go outside yeah. court somewhere?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. So. That's been the fall. Yeah, I want to play that outside.
Exactly.
We're past homecoming week. Remember, Joel, we gave everybody Monday off to recover except the teachers.
That was very nice. I had to work, though, so you couldn't spend that, but yeah, good for the kids. All right.
So we were, a great homecoming week last week with a lot of fun in the schools. We've still got more things on tap yet this fall. It is hard to believe we are getting into the middle of October. We've got our high school students. We had a group just go to UW-Superior the other day, and we got another group going to Northwood Tech from the high school. So we do get our students out to see the tech schools, to see the universities. They go to job fairs, all kinds of things. October 23rd, big day at the high school. We're really going to encourage people to come out for the blood drive. Really important if folks can give blood. We've got high school students who are able to give blood. They certainly do that. But we really want to increase those numbers and get people out to the blood drive. Again, that is October 23rd. It is in the library at the high school. You just check in through the high school office and they'll get you down to the library.
All right.
And that is 12 to 4. We've got our autumn choir concert coming up on October 27th in the auditorium. That's a Monday, October 27th in the auditorium at 7 p.m. Again, autumn choir concert. Our choir, we've got choir and music groups heading down to the Wisconsin State Music Association State Honors Treble Choir and Mixed Choir as well on October 30th. So just a couple of days later, end of the quarter coming up at the end of this month on October 31st, Halloween. Thought that'd be a great way to celebrate the end of the quarter.
Yeah.
Have it be on Halloween.
Sure.
We've got at Shawamigan North Campus, we've got middle school girls basketball away at Ashland this evening. Glidden Elementary tomorrow is going to take a field trip to the Medford Pumpkin Patch. They'll be gone all day. Shawamigan Middle School girls basketball will be at home versus Mellon tomorrow night at 5. And then again on Monday at home versus... Well, I'm sorry, it's Bessemer tomorrow night. Home versus Mellon on Tuesday night. And then our cross-country team has another home meet on October 14th. So really excited. And so does football. They are at home versus Phillips, so Schwamigan Middle School football. And then the girls basketball is heading to Butternut. So a lot of activity for our
conference cross country. What, the 16th is hosting that?
Yes.
All the Merriwood teams coming up for that.
And we've also got a fall band and choir concert at the middle school that day. So next week, and a taco dinner starting at 5 p.m. So quite a bit going on next week at Schwamigan North Campus, the middle school.
Yeah.
Last month, the Park Falls Elementary School celebrated respectful behavior and perseverance, and they talked about what those things mean, and October is responsible. And then Mrs. Weinberger's third grade class is leading the attendance challenge. So shout out to Miss Alyssa Weinberger's class. A couple other sports things. Tomorrow night, there is not a football game versus South Shore. I know they were working on trying to get a different game scheduled. I'm not sure if that's going to be able to happen. They have another opportunity next week as well. We've got JV volleyball tournament at Edgar on Saturday, JV football versus Shell Lake on Monday. We've got another JV volleyball tournament in Rhinelander on Monday. And then varsity volleyball heads down to the crossover challenge at Marathon on Tuesday next week. Volleyball's heading down to Phillips. You know, we've got the cross country meet coming up. So, and then as always, if you're interested in substitute teaching or any open positions we might have, we have a couple of paraprofessional type positions open. You can always look at our website, csdk12.net, csdk12.net. And Joel, I'm wearing my, I'm Wisconsin today. I've got my Wisconsin sweater on, rooting for, well, of course, I'm rooting for the Badgers on Saturday against Iowa. I don't have a lot of faith right now on the football side of things, but Badger volleyball tomorrow night versus Penn State. That's a big game. And trying to bring a little good luck to
the Brewer tie on, too.
The Brewer tie on, because they need a little help here at the end.
8:08 first pitch tonight. All right, Kyle, thank you so
much. Thanks, Joel.
Kyle Cronin, our district administrator for the Schwamigan School. He comes in each Thursday morning right around this time, 7:40, 7:45, to update us. What's happening with our Schwamigan School District.
Don't miss the Price County Senior Living Expo, October 14th from noon to 6 at the Phillips Municipal Building. Explore 30-plus booths, including the Aging and Disability Resource Center, where staff can share services and resources. Public Health will offer flu shots, so bring your insurance card. At noon, enjoy live music from Red and Lisa Higgins and a free lunch from the Phillips Cafe, followed by presentations on fall prevention and Money Smart for older adults. Sponsored by Aspirus Health, Price County Health and Human Services, and the ADRC of the North.
Looking to tackle a build or remodel this fall? Ron Ernst Lumber in Fifield, Wisconsin is your complete building and hardware store. Gear up for the season by freshening walls with Holman Lindsay paint or protecting your deck with PPG and flood stains. From lumber to paint, doors, windows, kitchen remodels, and tools, their experienced staff is ready to help you score big on your next project. Ron Ernst Lumber, family owned since 1971. Build strong from kickoff to the final whistle.
Hugh Country.
It is going to be a little breezy today, mostly sunny with a high of 65 this afternoon. The wind will be south at around 15 to 25 here through the day. We may catch a sprinkle early this evening, then gradual clearing, our low down to 50. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 64. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
98 Hugh Country.
Just push play, not everybody's first verse sounds the same. But we all get born and we all get raised. Where there is some boondocks on Marina Del Rey. Everybody turns wild when you're 16. Slow roll big time and on Main Street. Everybody's got holes in their blue jeans. If you bought them that way or not. Turn it up and sing along. On Friday night, we got. And who ain't got a dog that they love like a brother? And who ain't ever tasted better cooking than their mother? And who ain't got a story to tell? And who ain't made it through some hell? Who don't love somebody, don't miss somebody? If you're down, sing it with somebody. Turn it up and sing along. We all work till the daylight's gone. We all knock off the edge around five. Fall in love from a kiss on Friday night. And we've all had a broken heart. We all closed down a few good bars. Take a look around, y'all tell me I'm wrong. Ain't the whole wide world just one big country song? Country boy, yeah, we all just trying to survive. So raise them high, turn it up and sing along. We all work till the daylight's gone. We all knock off the edge around five. Fall in love from a kiss on Friday night. And we've all had a broken heart. We all closed down a few good bars. Take a look around, y'all tell me I'm wrong. Ain't the whole wide world just one big country. Just one.
Low Cash at 98Q Country.
Yeah, it's just one big country song.
7:52, it's 8 before 8. I got some, I usually don't like to share bad news with you, but I have some bad news this morning for anybody who entered the Fifield Lions raffle, which they're doing on October 18th for the Articat ZR500 and other great prizes. Events being held at the Fifield Fire Hall. If you bought a ticket for that, I got bad news. You're not going to win. All right. I bought three, so I'm going to win. So thank you for your contribution. We appreciate it. If anybody else would like to buy it, buy a ticket and, you know, maybe trump my chance to win. We've got them right here at the radio station. You can see Big G for that too. Fifield Lions raffle. And that's going to be a part of a big event going on at a big fall festival on Saturday, October 18th at the Fifield Fire Hall. I got to look up the Articat ZR500 to see kind of a ride I'm going to be on there. All right, need some snow first of all, don't we? Not yet. Not yet. All right. Well, yes, we all, pretty much all of us are like, okay, we deserve some snow after the last two winters, but not yet because we can't open trails till December 15th anyway. So let's not get crazy. But when December 15th rolls around, Mother Nature, front and center. Better have us a couple feet of snow out there so we can get those trails moving. If not, I'm going to bring Carl Klepotek out of retirement, and we're going to have some issues. 7:53, news to come for you at the top of the hour here on the morning show. Our 98Q morning show coming to you from the Aspirus Health Studios. At Aspirus Health, better begins with knowing you and your health. Aspirus Health, passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Get ready for the 15th annual Rib Cook-Off, happening Saturday, October 11th at Burgers Bar and Grill on Highway 13 North in Phillips. The competition starts at 4 p.m. and lasts until the ribs are gone. So come early and spend the day with the cooks and visit with the teams. Burgers Bar and Grill opens at 11 a.m. All proceeds benefit Phillips Youth Wrestling, Wounded Warriors in Action, and Camp Hackett Healing Center.
Lynn Stunkel, owner of Complete Rain Gutters, has spent over 30 years perfecting his craft. Enjoy top quality work and peace of mind for your home. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a free quote today.
Life's not one size fits all, and your financial plan shouldn't be either. At Forward Investment Services, they focus on what matters to you, your goals, your family, your future. From saving for college to planning for retirement, they're here to guide you with personalized advice and local expertise. Financial stability starts with a plan. Start yours today at Forward Investment Services. Not FDIC insured, no bank guarantees. Lose value securities and investment advisory services offered through OSAFE Wealth Bank. Member FINRA, SIPC. OSAFE Wealth is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of OSAFE Wealth.
We want your business to thrive in the Northwoods. Hi, I'm Courtney from the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce.
Are you looking for more customers? Maybe you'd like to hit the ground running or to find a community of other business owners to rally around. We at the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce are here to bring your business success. Joining the Chamber is one of the best moves any business can make. Find out how we can help you by calling us today at 715-762-2703 or visit our website at parkfalls.com.
Let's head on down to Wheelway and have a chat with Pete down there. Right, we've got some great things going on in our community, and Wheelway, always community-minded, and this month, doing some great things. Right, Pete?
Absolutely. What a great organization. Lord's Cupboard. We're doing it for the next couple weeks. Let's make sure we take advantage of this opportunity and give out to all the needs for the Lord's Cupboard for the next couple weeks. We have a drop box down here. Make sure you get down here and bring all the items that they're looking for.
All right, got some great vehicles on the lot. Boy, some 24s, even 25s, Pete.
Joel, it's that time. We have 25s, 24s now, newer pre-owned stuff that's never hit the lot here. We brought it up here. Major, major savings going on right now. Make sure you take advantage of those savings.
And they can do it all right there, Pete. They got the financing, you've got the trade-in, and interest rates are really good right now, right?
Absolutely. Make sure you take advantage of them. Low interest we haven't seen in a long time. That means the lower the rate, the better the payment that you can afford every month. Make sure you go on our website, wheelwayautos.com, fill out our credit application, and we'll get you a financing and drive one home today. 762-2467, the number again is 762-2467.
Transform your bathroom with the beautiful quality of Bath Planet. Bath Planet has earned the Good Housekeeping Seal, a symbol of quality and consumer confidence for over 100 years. And right now, for a limited time, you can upgrade your bathroom for 50% off installation or choose 18 months with no interest and no payments. But you need to call now. This special offer is only available by calling 800-329-4115. That's 800-329-4115. Call 800-329-4115 right now before the offer ends.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
98Q Country.
I don't know who broke up with who, but she's in here chasing tequila with high noon. Don't know how long she's been moving on. Maybe 5 weeks or 5 minutes, but it can't be too long. And we did that what's your name thing. Where you from and what's your favorite drink? She says, shut up, come and dance with me. And now she's singing, girls just wanna have fun at the top of her lungs. Don't even know she's about to wreck someone. And boys, I'm in trouble now, ain't even trying to get out. So come on, baby, take me down, 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 yeah. Probably be the one that got away. But right now I'm taking every second I can take. So we keep talking and we keep drinking. Oh, and I keep falling and she keeps on singing. Girls just wanna have fun at the top of her lungs. Don't even know she about to wreck someone. And boys, I'm in trouble now, ain't even trying to get out. So come on, baby, take me. We'll
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Israel's cabinet convening today for the first of several votes on approving phase one of